Is there a link between the Fukushima nuclear meltdown and cancer? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alex Bay, associate professor in the Department of History at Chapman University, looks into the link between the radiation and thyroid cancer among children.
After the meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in 2011, Fukushima Prefecture began a health survey to test the thyroid glands of Fukushima children under 18. The survey uncovered a large number of abnormalities. At present, there are 2,222 cases of thyroid abnormality and 184 cases of thyroid cancer detected through cytology. This is an unnatural deviation from the baseline of one or two cases out of 1 million children. The Fukushima Health Survey, however, argues that these new cases are the result of a screening effect. Because the health survey is actively checking children, it is finding more cases that fall within the baseline numbers. The take-home message is that there is no causal link between the meltdowns, the radiation, and thyroid cancer. The government campaign to spread doubt and uncertainty over the health effects of radiation and childhood cancer is similar to the arguments made by the tobacco industry in America. Studies sympathetic to the nuclear power industry often exclude data on animals. This discourse mirrors the language used by the U.S. tobacco industry concerning the links between smoking and cancer. Animal experiments could not prove that smoking caused cancer because they did not reflect the human condition. The health survey argues that the accident produced no reactions in tissue, despite peer-reviewed studies showing that Fukushima radiation caused genetic damage in butterflies. Data shows that even low-dose exposures increase the risk of cancer, and we are unfortunately seeing the effects of this in Japanese children.
That was Alex Bay of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.